Okay. So the day I come down the hill and he's loading up his equipment, I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm leaving. I'm in trouble. I dug the footing. I said, man, you're way too close. He said, yeah. Jana wanted 25 foot from the center of the road.
I'm going to pause you real quick. You got 33 seconds, but I'm going to give you some more time because I know you're trying to explain a lot, and I want to hear what you have to say, but I'm just giving you awareness that...
Well, I'm trying to get you...
You're doing good. You're doing fine. Okay, I'm not trying to put pressure on you.
I don't mean to be long. I'm trying to get to the...
It's okay. Okay.
So he's loading his stuff up. He said, she's upset at me because I went 30 foot from the center right and dug the footing. I said, that's not going to work. He said, I'm leaving. I'm gone.
This is pre-concrete. This is like...
He just dug the footing. 10:28 at 3:45, I called the Planning and Zoning Commission. At 3:45 on 10:28, I made the first call. Is there a permit? Somebody needs to get down here and look at this. We got a problem. So, I'll speed this up. I've got too much information that you probably don't want to hear.
Just give us the important details.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do now, to get to the crux of this. So, because she brought up some things that I want to respond to.
You're doing good. I'm not putting pressure on you.
And I'll answer any questions that you have.
Okay.
So, I didn't hear nothing. And so the next thing I know, concrete guys show up. And I went over and I told them, I said, guys, there is no permit here. I called again. I mean, I kept.
I got a quick question. Sorry. Yeah. She's got you in her phone. Do you have her in your phone?
Absolutely.
So at this point, you called her, I'm sure, and said, hey, what are you doing? Right?
Well, the reason I didn't call her, we have access to Laredo. We checked because on 10/16, she signed that lot over to somebody else. So I didn't feel like I had the right. According to our record, she owns no lots in Oakmont. The lot beside her that she told she has, it's in somebody else's name. On 10/16, she signed quit claim this deed over to these other couple. So I didn't feel like I had a right to call her and complain because she don't own that lot anymore.
You're talking about her nephew is what you're talking about.
Correct. And we couldn't find a phone number. We tried to find the phone number through Google and everything, and we wouldn't feel like we had the right person. So,
do they contact you when they transfer ownership so that way they know who you to charge your dues to?
It right? goes on Laredo. We monitor that so we can keep up with our dues. I represent 900 members.
Yep. So you're saying you didn't have that on Laredo, an update of who the new owner was?
Yes.
You did have.
Oh, that's why we went and looked it up to make sure. We dot our I's and cross our T every chance we get because after I called on 10/28, I got to wondering, you know, okay, because we sold that lot to Jana. Oakmont sold this lot 26 to Jana because she called said she needed another lot to be able to build on. We negotiated. The board voted to sell her lot 26.
What about the other two lots that you sold her? Who bought those?
We have an agreement to sell her other two lots.
But it's not done.
It's not done. We told her it'd be October. So we had her make a $1,500 deposit, and we would close like in October. That'd give her a lot of time. But as far as we're concerned, she can have those two lots because I told her she could say, you know, we're trying to help members.
So at this point, there is no place for sewer.
Exactly.
Well, unless they did a drip system, is what they're saying.
She had a drip system, which Michael told me it's $45,000 bid.
But I still try to wrap my head around the idea that if you knew this was her nephew that quick claimed it over to, and you saw that there's concrete showing up, and you as the president knew that, hey, this ain't right, I'm really struggling with the fact that you might not have thought that you might want to call her to say, hey, something's not right here.
Okay, who am I supposed to call? I call Planning and Zoning on 10/28. I talked to Scott four times. Every time I had a witness, my witness is right here. The phone call with Scott was not. I'm gonna leave it there.
Okay.
He said I've been down there. The road. He's trying to make excuses. That's what I heard. He's like, well, and there, you can question him if you want to. I signed him up. He can speak if you want to ask him questions. But I got bluffed at every turn trying to go through planning and zoning because I felt that was a proper way to do this. Now, you can tell me I'm wrong, but But as Oakmont president, I just don't cold call people that are not members of our association when they signed them over. Because on December the 11th, there was a mortgage made on that thing. But I've called planning and zoning trying to get help. Why did they not have a permit, and why have they not stopped this? Find out what's going on. Because to be honest with you, my tree, she's 22 feet too close. She's 3 foot from the property line where that house, the hangover, sits. So I can go down and give you, okay. Jana Hilt called me on January the 7th, the evening before a board meeting. I said, we're going to have a board meeting about this problem. You're welcome to come to it. And I didn't know she was out of town. I said, we'd meet it at 5 o'clock tomorrow.
This is before the concrete or after the concrete?
No, this is after the concrete.
Okay, so you were in communications with her after the concrete, you said?
She called me. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and that's when I
told her. But at this point, did you say, well, you're not an owner anymore, I can't
exactly
talk to you?
Exactly. I told her. She said, why haven't you called me? I said, because you're not an owner. I don't feel free that I should call you because you've signed it to somebody else. I did not really know that she was even still involved in the place. Okay. That's not my information. That's not what we do. So, because I was in the, okay, let me give you some more dates. I was in the office at 12:18. Talked to the girls, and I presented, you know, why is this still going on? I need to talk to somebody. I asked to talk to Cody. It was crickets. I didn't hear from anybody until I finally, the first time I got to talk to Cody was 1:14 at 2:30, and I told him. So I have a timeline. I have a lot more information here. Oakmont has covenants from 1980 because they went through bankruptcies. So we have our covenants, 25-foot setback.
You're at 10 minutes in. I'm going to give you about 2 more minutes, if you don't mind, if you still need it. If you don't, that's fine. But
I still don't understand why the Planning Commission didn't act on my complaints. So I'll leave it there if you need some more information. I mean, but I'm talking to you as a neighbor, and I did my best to prevent this.
All right, 1 second before you go. Does anybody have any questions for him before he?
Well, I'm kind of confused on not knowing who bought the lot or who had it put in their name, which is the nephew. But when that happened, did he not have to get to join the association and give his information? Didn't do that or didn't have to do that?
Well, he didn't do it, so we are in the process now of billing him because we do that in January. So we're in the process of sending out that information. We have his address. We do not have a phone number. We don't keep phone numbers of any of our people.
You weren't given any awareness that of who the new owner was, is what you're saying?
No, we just found it on Laredo.
You just found out on Laredo that it had sold?
Changed possession.
Yeah, I got a copy of the quitclaim deed here.
Gotcha.
On 10-16.
Okay.
And then we got a copy of the mortgage. I had to get a Freedom of Information Act to get the, you know, where she put the variance in on 12-19. I'd been here on 12-18 complaining in person, and the variance was put on 12-19. And she put it in as owner.
Gotcha. Yeah. And thank you for helping us understand. By no means am I trying to make you feel like it was your job to stop a concrete truck. I'm just trying to make sure I understand what took place.
So, I tried.
Okay. Okay. No questions. Thank you very much. Is there anybody else would like to speak in opposition to this?
Well, my name's Richard Ledoux. I live down Lakeview Drive. I have some questions about, okay, why it all happened like this. It's just foobar on this thing. But the questions I have now are parking. If this is so steep that they can't do anything there. Are they going to be driving down that slope to get to park the cars, or are they going to be parking almost on the street? You know? And if they have anything, they can't do the garage, so are they putting, if they have a boat or something like that, where that's going to go? Because it is like about 3 or 4 feet from the street line, from the
edge of the pavement.
From the asphalt almost. That one picture there, that tree, yes, if you go down this.
3 feet from the asphalt?
Yeah. This is like property lines right down through here. I mean, there's power poles all the way down through here. You could stand there and look and say, oh, there's the house, because here's the power poles. You can't see them in this picture, but back over here there's some. And
where's asphalt's half covered up in dirt.
Okay, where's the edge of the asphalt at?
It's a tough picture. I'm
going to
say it's right about
in
here.
Yeah. Ronnie, you can go up and show us real quick if you don't mind. I know you know because you live over there.
Asphalt is here.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. Okay, thank you so much.
And
3 feet.
3 feet from
the. But from as far as that parking goes, and I live further down the street. As far as the slope goes or building on these properties, yes, there are some problems. This one has a steep slope, but I brought in 140 truckloads of dirt, of fill, to get my lot ready to build my house. So, and I, anyway, this is just screwed up here. I don't know, you guys can make a decision what should be done. But it shouldn't have been framed up to begin with. The excavator knew it was not in accordance. The framers, I don't know what they were thinking about either, but that whole thing is messed up over there. And I would say, I would say tear it down, but that's me.
Okay, is there anybody else?
I have to abide by all the rules. Everybody should abide.
Okay.
And where's the permit? I built places around.
Well, if you want to keep talking, come up to the microphone so I can at least keep you on record.
Okay.
Thanks.
I mean, I was a contractor here in Branson and in Taney County, and we always had to post a permit before we did anything, and we knew we had to get a permit. Yeah. That's all. I don't want to.
Can you help me understand which house is yours?
You got to go further down. Keep going. All the way to the end of the street on there. There you are. Okay. I'm right here.
Thank you.
And I have all these lots in there.
What was your name again, sir?
Richard Ledoux.
Thank you, Richard. Okay, is there anybody else who'd like to speak tonight? Okay, so we're going to turn it back over to the applicant and let her speak again.
So to answer his question as far as where's the parking going to be, then the plan is to put the parking, if you're facing the house, to the left of the house, down on that side. And so because, you know, I was able to buy those extra lots, I'm planning on being able, like the guy that's down for me, then he came in at an angle and went down because it's so steep that people are coming in at an angle. But whenever I bought the lot initially, I had no idea that you couldn't build a house with just one lot. Nobody told me that. It was through a realtor and everything, and I'm a realtor. Nobody told me that. And so then I bought this lot, and I couldn't do anything with it. So thank God he said I could buy the lot beside him to just give me more ground. And then just like he said, when Michael came in and he said, your sewer is going to cost $45,000, and I'm like, that's a lot of money. You know, these kids are tight on budget already. That's a lot of money. And I said, and then he said there's some more lots. And so that's the only reason why I'm buying these lots is just because this land is so crazy steep that you have other people are coming in at an angle. Like you have two lots and you come in at an angle and you park there. So that's the plan for these guys. They're planning on building like a detached garage because it's too expensive to put an attached garage because that concrete, just even that concrete, cost over $20,000 just for that concrete. And